Shots Radio with Rich Wyeth, and we've got a weekly chat with the boss now, Andy Scott. And let's talk about last Saturday's match, a good way to bounce back after that horrible 3-0 defeat away at Dover. Home game against Alfreton Town at the Electrical Services Stadium. 2-0 win.
Yep, good to get back on track. You know, it's important that we got a win, but a good clean sheet, bringing Mark Phillips into the club, and did so well at the end of last season. Gave everyone a boost. You know, once we got the first goal, we looked, you know, comfortable, and a good second goal from Jaden Gibbs gave us a good win, and we've done reasonably well at home this season. It's just a consistency that we need to improve on, and you know, we have struggled to score goals, but we scored two good ones on Saturday and a much needed win.
Yeah, it was good to see Sam Hutton and Jordan Gibbs, a couple of different players getting on the score sheet, which is good, spreading it around.
Yeah, we need to chip in from all areas. You know, our forwards are struggling to find the net at the moment, so everyone else needs to help out, and if we can chip in from all areas, obviously it will improve our chances.
Now, last week we were talking about inconsistency with the squad and the matches and results and that, and Tuesday night again, after getting that win on Saturday, a 1-0 defeat away at Chester, a frustrating evening really, 18 minutes goal.
Yeah, we didn't play badly, you know, we were comfortable in the game, we didn't look like they were going to threaten us too much. We had three exceptional chances that we should be putting at least two of them away, should be three really, probably a combined range of about 8 yards in all three of them, and we've not done enough to score. And they've hit us on the break and didn't clear the ball again, and they've scored. So, you know, we're putting our back four under pressure, we're keeping clean sheets by not scoring goals, you know, and the first goal is all important, and we, every time we've conceded the first goal, we've not won. So, you know, the performance itself was all right, but going forward in forward areas, we're not doing enough to score goals or create more chances, and you know, that needs to improve.
Yeah, you've got the players there that should be able to get that ball in the back of the net, but it's just not quite happening. It seems to be happening in training pitch. Once they cross that line, something's just not clicking.
Yeah, for some reason. I mean, we're working hard on it. We changed the combinations. Every forward player has had an opportunity to play and had minutes on the pitch, but we just got to keep persevering, we've got to keep creating chances, we keep got to making sure that people get in the right areas, and hopefully it will come. But we've obviously got to a point now where, you know, we haven't scored enough goals, and we've got to look at it, and we are trying to change the team round and bring different individuals into the squad to give us a lift so that we can score goals and improve, because we are so close to being a top 10 side. We're not too many points away from the top 10, but you know, we don't want to lose ground on that.
Well, I would offer my services, you know, but I think my age is against me now.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. I was thinking about coming out of retirement, then I looked at my goal scoring record, so I don't think I'll bother either.
Well, after that defeat on Tuesday evening, lying in 15th on 19 points, you say not too far away from that top 10 position. A big game at the Electrical Services Stadium, Vanarama Conference this Saturday, home against Bristol Rovers, always a tough game. They're fourth on 28 points.
Yeah, they're a good side. They really made a big strong effort to go back at the first attempt. It's always very tough to do that, but they've got a manager who knows the league very well, and they've got a very strong squad and a huge side at this level. You know, they'll be bringing 1,500 fans down at least to the game on Saturday, so it should be a really good atmosphere. I know our fans will respond to that and be fantastic, the same as they are every home game, and it's a game that the players should be looking forward to being involved in. It's the ones that, you know, they're the big games that you want to play in and be part of, and show what you can do and show you can mix it with the top teams. Like I say, we've done pretty well at home on the whole, and it's another opportunity to do that and pick some more points up and get going again.
Well, let's just get a quick injury update on the players, because obviously long term injuries, Mark Moseley, Chris Barker, how are they doing?
Yeah, Barks was back in on the bench on Tuesday. He hasn't trained much, but obviously with Anthony Tonkin going down injured last week, we needed him in the squad, so it's good to see him back. Mark Moseley travelled with us, but really done enough in training to warrant being on the bench with the other injuries that we'd had, and we couldn't afford too many players on the bench who hadn't played minutes. So it's good to have them back in training. Both been very positive in training and shown obviously that they're delighted to be back. So the sooner we can get them back in the first team in the squad and involved on a match day, it'll be very, very important. So obviously Anthony Tonkin's going to be out for probably 4 weeks or so, so that's a bit of a blow, but having Bucks to come back in and Moseley certainly helps.
All right, fantastic. Andy, thanks for joining us always, and good luck Saturday.
Cheers, thank you.
This is Rich Wyeth, and we just had our weekly update with the boss Andy Scott here on Shots Radio.